I am a kind of a person that I think with the music, the whole thing has to kind of come together physically and through lyrics, movement on stage. And so if it doesn't have that groove or that beat, I don't feel it. So that's something that is sort of ends up determining for me whether a song is going to work for me or not as I'm writing it.
Where does the groove on Lineup come from?
You know, the way I write, it's just kind of that things come together pretty organically. They're not always planned. And I had come up with a line, I think, line up, get your car from the impound lot, line up, pay $200, you ain't got. And, you know, so that was the first thing. And then the rest of it kind of came from that. I just started thinking of different images of when do people line up? What are they lining up for? You know, why do we line up? And then I try to fit the song into that and come up with a B section that's somewhat interesting.
We're speaking with songwriter Sarah Streitz, and that's hers, Line Up. Don't you hate lining up?
I do. I do. I don't like being in traffic. I don't like waiting. I try to avoid those kinds of situations as much as possible. So, you know, when I wrote that song, I thought, well, this will resonate with people.
You were saying that your best songs are written fast.
This song, Shoot the Moon, it was written coming home from New Orleans. I had been at Jazz Fest with my husband, and, you know, you just hear so much music when you're down there. And I was trying to kind of come up with some, you know, write a metaphor song with a good metaphor. So I was thinking of, like, the Game of Hearts and Shooting the Moon. And so I just started in on that. And I remember I was scratching it out in some notebook on the flight. And I think it came out in 12, 15 minutes maybe, I was done. You know, there might have been a little tweaking afterwards, but it just simple, pretty simple lyrics, simple little country groove, and it turned out pretty well. It's one of my favorite songs on my first record.
I dealt a hand, now it's your turn, pick a card.
Sarah, you were saying earlier that you're not a real political songwriter, but you've done a little bit of that, and one of the songs especially, people have told you they really like it.
Yeah, I wrote this song called God Bless the Immigrants, and I was a teacher of adult immigrants for 10 years in the St. Paul and Minneapolis Public Schools night school. So I had a lot of experience working with people and hearing their stories. And then again, the same trip to New Orleans, I had had an encounter with a Haitian cab driver, and he was telling us his story And so then on the airplane coming home, it just, I kind of, one thing rolled into another, and I just wrote this song. But it wasn't this deliberate, like, I'm going to write this protest song. I don't really write that way. And any time I've tried to do that, it just doesn't really, it doesn't ring true. So this was just a song really about things that have happened in my life. At the time, I was very obsessed with my own Irish ancestry, and I was painting all these portraits of my great-grandparents and, you know, on Ancestry.com and, you know, doing my DNA test and all of that. And so I was just thinking about that a lot, the idea of the life of an immigrant. And then that song, again, it came out in like 10 minutes or something, and it's a song that people often ask me to sing. And I think they relate to it as a political song. And so I guess it is one. I don't know.
What if you're an immigrant? What if you don't understand why your kids won't listen to you? Now you're living in a foreign land. Hell yeah, what if you're an immigrant? Driving a cab in New Orleans, thinking about your little home back in Haiti. What if you're an immigrant? Thinking about the relatives you left behind, dreaming in another language, waking up to a whole new, another kind of sunshine. God bless all the immigrants coming from Oaxaca, coming from Mogadishu, coming from Port-au-Prince, Veracruz.
Sarah Streitz writes and sings her pointed songs and plays the acoustic guitar. She does a lot of playing with Blair Krivenik on the electric guitar, Greg Schutte the drummer, and Nick Salisbury on the bass. Sarah's web address is sarahstreitz.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.
God bless.